There have not been many traditional community activities over the past year and a half due to the pandemic, but that is changing, especially with the return of the Ann Arbor Art Fair. This is Lisa Berry, and after being canceled last year due to the global health crisis, then canceled again this year, only to be reinstated a few weeks later, the 2021 Ann Arbor Art Fair is bringing the streets of Ann Arbor back to life with art and safely distanced visitors, of course. This is certainly good news to Ann Arbor businesses, and joining us to talk about that is the executive director of the Ann Arbor Main Street Area Association, Sandra Andrade. So good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Well, so how are Ann Arbor Main Street Area business owners feeling about the return of the art fair this year?
Everybody is really excited and just grateful this pandemic is moving in the right direction. And so we can have the art fair in a safe way. I know that we have half the amount of artists in our area than we have in the past, because we do want to maintain distancing still and just space, because people, you know, it's good to have the space.
Right.
But we are hopeful. So far, we've been hearing from across the country that fairs that have happened have passed what, you know, normal expectations would be. So people are itching to get out, and hopefully they've saved money and they can spend it in our downtown.
I think that's important for people who do want to come and get back out to hear that there will be different things happening this year to ensure their health and safety.
Yep, absolutely. So everything's spaced out. Basically, in the past, you know, there's been like five artists back to back in a row. This year, it'll just be two. There's like little pods of two in the Main Street area, and then space. And we also will be having more restaurants come out into the street. We've been working with the Guild, our partner with the art fair, to give the restaurants more space in the street. That'll be an exciting addition and hopefully help our restaurants. And also, in addition to that, will not have the food court, which we normally have in our area. So no elephant ears. But the restaurants are doing really fun things. So we're excited about that.
Can you tell us about some of the restaurant plans?
Yeah, so I know, for example, Blue Llama, they're doing a Latin American pop-up, and they're going to have empanadas, ceviche, and roasted corn, sangria, and margaritas. Jim Brady's is doing beer-battered mahi fish tacos and crispy fried Brussels sprouts. So I do feel like they'll still be fried food, which is always, you know, when you go to a fair. So those are some of the things that the restaurants are doing. I know Con O'Neill's will be out, Real Seafood, Avalon, Old Town, all that. Those restaurants on that block was Old Town, Pacific Rim, Grotto. So there'll be a lot of restaurants out, which also adds to the atmosphere, I feel like. So
right.
It'll be really fun experience, I think, for fairgoers.
Right. I mean, it's art and it's food and there's music.
Yeah. So the ARC, I mean, this is just good for not only our retailers and restaurants, but also the ARC has been closed for so long. So we're really excited to have the ARC hosting a stage and kind of have them back in action downtown. They've just been around forever on Main Street, so it's a really good feeling. So they'll have a little stage at the intersection of Main and Liberty. And Thursday night, the RFD Boys will be playing. Friday will be Jill Jack, and Saturday, Nadeem Azam. So check that out. That's on the website as well. So that'll be good.
I know the store Four Directions recently changed hands, but they're also offering something during Art Fair?
Yeah, so they're really excited. And I think when it's your first year, it's cool because you're excited and you have the energy to do stuff.
Right.
So they're going to have three artists actually in-house there, and one will actually be painting and kind of giving demonstrations. But if you've been in there, the artwork is really cool hanging on the walls. There's some really neat landscapes. Those three artists, Alex Menzor, Emily Cara, and Sarika Unique, that will be there. They're also getting a bunch of new inventory in, some really cool geos, Citrin. They have this really cool Citrin rock on their website. So they're amping up. And then our retailers are doing their sidewalk sales per usual. Running Fit, Sam Store, Abracadabra, MDen, Underground Printing. So all have their sidewalk sales going on, which is huge and really important to their existence that, you know, they do that for Art Fair because they do bring in so much money from that. So really grateful that they'll be able to do their sidewalk sales.
So it's the Ann Arbor Art Fair, but now talking to you, I realize there's so much more. There's food and fried food and music and sidewalk sales. So it's the return of everything, really.
Right. And David's Zinn, I mean, so pre-pandemic, 2019, David Zinn had done a scavenger hunt. And it's so great to have him back in action, too, and be able to pay him. So he'll be doing another scavenger hunt. And they'll post clues on the Ann Arbor Art Fair Facebook page to where to find his little creatures around town. So that's such a local thing, too. So that's really cool.
I am not familiar with David. I'm kidding. I talk about him a lot because I'm a big, big fan. So I'm glad to hear that he's going to be a part of this as well. It's the 2021 Ann Arbor Art Fair. Sandra Andrade is the executive director of the Ann Arbor Main Street Area Association. Maybe I'll see you outside sometime this weekend.
Yeah, I'll see you.